is cooking.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the In and Out Podcast. This is your host, Simpsonator, Sim City, Stone Cold. I'm here with my partner.
Finally, The Rock has come back.
Oh my God, this dude. We're big wrestling fans. Stone Cold, Rock, obviously. This isn't a wrestling podcast necessarily. We may dabble into it a little bit, but mostly going to be NBA, NFL kind of standings, player comparisons. Comparing different eras from past and future and now in the current generation, talking about free agency, we're going to talk about a lot of different things in this episode in this podcast. Today's episode is going to be the All-Star break in the NBA is right now. It's a good time to see who got in, who got snubbed, and also like what are the current standings? What do we think is going to make it? Who are we in on? Who are we out on in terms of teams making it out of their respective conferences and making a run at the ship?
Hotlanta.
Yeah, man.
We have the All-Star game, bro. But during Corona time, like, it's like, come on. The absolute worst time.
Can't have it all, man. You can't have it all. It's still going to be lit, for sure. But
for sure.
I wanted to go to an All-Star game once, and we don't get to host many.
No.
I feel like last one was in the earlier mid-90s. Yeah.
90s. Magic City's going to be open for business.
Yes, sir.
Get the hookahs ready.
You been to Magic City yet?
No, I haven't, man. I bet your boy James Harden is going to pay a visit.
Yes, sir. Now that he's on the East Coast, he'll be coming here more often than his once-a-year visit. He'll be a frequent. Might get his jersey retired there, too, honestly.
But, yeah, man, are you excited? How do you feel about the All-Star game this year? It looks like they're changing a lot of things. I've heard dunk contest halftime. Are you excited for it this year? Last year was really good.
Last year was good.
The game was good,
honestly. I think if they do that same type of format, I don't know if it was a one-time thing because Kobe's passing was about a couple weeks before that. I hope they keep the same format because it was very competitive. It's what everybody wants. You got the best players against each other when they actually care. And it was fun.
Do you like the captain's concept? I do, really, man. It's like you're playing pickup ball and you're picking dudes up and let's ride. Not necessarily East West. I love it, man.
I mean, it does give you the opportunity to play with people that you may not play with normally. I mean, that's the whole point, I guess. But either way, Harden and KD play together, they'll be on the same team if they had done East-West. Last year, I mean, LeBron's first pick was AD, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, he rode with his teammate anyway in his Western Conference. But to answer your question about the dunk contest and the three-point being like halftime and trying to do everything in one day to limit COVID exposure, I mean, I get it. Adam Silver's probably the best commissioner in all the sports now. He managed the bubble without a single COVID case.
That was
case.
Phenomenal, man.
Wild. So, I mean, I don't doubt him. I think what he's proven to do, every change he's made seems to work. So, I mean, it may be weird, but if anybody could pull it off, it's this dude, Adam Silver, man, with the fucking glasses.
So, Eastern Conference starters, you got KD, you have Giannis, Bradley Beal. What a monster year, man. Joel Embiid.
Yeah, makes sense.
And Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, man.
Starters. West Side. We're going to go West Side. Got the King, of course.
Of course.
Steph Curry, Luka, Joker, and your boy Kawhi Leonard.
Man, that West team is so stacked.
Stacked, man.
That's wild.
The West Coast, stacked. How about the Nets, though, having all three All-Stars, of course?
Yeah, man. You have to expect it. Kind of surprised that Irving made it over Harden. I know both would make it, but I'm talking about starting-wise. I thought James probably would have made the starting PG role, just because I thought he was more of a fan favorite. But good to see Kyrie in there. Kyrie getting some love that he deserves.
We're going to dive into the reserves. First-time All-Star Jaylen Brown. Is he an All-Star? Or is it just the East just not that great?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Like, I mean, Tatum for sure, first-time All-Star makes sense. Jaylen Brown, though, you got to reward it.
I guess he took Jimmy Bucket's spot.
Yeah, he was hurt, and the Heat are struggling this year so far. I think you should reward him because he's been having games where he goes off and kind of leading that team. I think he's a consistency.
You want to guess how much he averages a game?
I'm gonna go with 22.
How about 25?
Wow, It's more 25, than
4 and 5. 4 assists, 5 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
That's a stat line right there,
he's
man.
He's good, man. First time. Well, he was 23, 24. He's a youngster.
So you also, to kind of cap off the reserves for the East, you have Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Zach I'm on fire LaVine.
Yeah, well deserving.
Your boy from the Knickerbockers, Julius.
Now we're talking. I am so in on the Knicks. Can't wait to talk about them, man. God. We're
gonna
Julius Randle.
We're going to dive into standings after All-Star Talk. So Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, and your Magic center.
Vucevic. What about Domantas Sabonis, man, from the Pacers? The Pacers been killing it.
That's a pretty big snub. I mean, of those reserves, though, who are you taking off?
It would have to be either Vucevic or Jaylen Brown, really. I mean, I would take Vucevic off because for years we've always been told the All-Star game is supposed to reward team win percentage and not necessarily be an individual stat. I don't really agree with that. DeMarcus Cousins got penalized a lot back in the day because of his Kings run that they were trash, but he was awesome. But if you're going to do that, and you got to reward the team success, and the Pacers are what, the fourth seed in the East right now?
Fourth seed right now.
What are the Magic?
The Magic? I got to scroll
down. You
got to
scroll down, man. These dudes are garbage.
I
got to
find these dudes. they're behind the Hawks.
Oh, my God.
They're 13-19. Who gives a damn about the Magic?
Exactly. how could you reward that? I mean, it's not like Sabonis doesn't have the stats. I mean, he had like a 36-point triple-double last week. He's a monster. But definitely, I think he's the biggest snub. Who else do you think got snubbed, or they got it right pretty much?
Devin Booker. I mean, he's
on. In the West, yeah.
He's on, and if we're diving West, you know, because AD is not going to play. How the hell is Devin Booker not a reserve?
Yeah, how did they put – I mean, I do think Devin Booker is the injury replacement for AD, so he got snubbed technically, but not really. But how do you put Chris Paul over Devin Booker? How do you feel about that?
I don't care for Chris Paul being on the list. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the Suns are doing great right now. It's a great story. It's a great pickup for the Suns. It may elevate, you know, Booker's game, of course, for sure. But I don't know, man. 11-time All-Star Chris Paul. He's still doing it. Point guard.
Yeah, man. That's for sure. I think I don't know. I mean, the only thing I'm thinking of from the coach's perspective and the media when they're ranking this is, you know, they weren't as good without Chris Paul. And they got Chris Paul, and all of a sudden they're, the fifth, sixth seed in the West.
Very true.
It's more Chris Paul because Devin Booker hasn't really taken another jump since last year. But I don't know. If you're giving me an all-star player, I would like to see Devin Booker in that list.
I agree.
How about some of these first-timers, though? You got Zion as well.
Oh, I'm excited about that one, man.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell making his second appearance.
Very excited about those two. I mean, we're going to see some highlights from that Zion dude, man. He just jumps out of the gym. And you know me, I'm having a love fest with Donovan Mitchell this year, man. This is this guy's year. I'm calling him D-Wade 2.0 with an automatic three. Like,
yeah,
Donovan Mitchell is that dude.
He's been doing pretty good, man. He's been doing pretty good. So if they do West-East and they don't do the captains,
yeah,
who would you ride with winning this game?
I'm going to have to go West, man. West is way too loaded. I mean, it's going to feel like it's the Brooklyn Nets versus the West. I mean, like, think about it.
Hey, don't disrespect my boy Julius Randle, man.
Come on, man. LeBron would treat him like a kid, mind you, just to put that out there.
So you think the West is going to win the All-Star game. Do you think the West is going to take the chip? How are the standings looking and who are you in on?
What about the Utah Jazz, man?
Oof.
I mean, they went on a crazy win streak. Winners, the last 10 winners of their 9-1 in their last 10 games. And I think they went on some crazy win streak,
I think they were like 19 of their last 20 until the Clippers beat them.
So 26-6, your Utah Jazz, followed by the Clippers 23-10, Lakers 22-11. How about the Suns, man? Fourth seed right now at 20-11. Chris Paul, what's up?
Yeah, man. So are you saying the Jazz, they're the number one seed right now. Do you think they're going to keep that? Do you think they're going to make it out the West?
It's a great team, man. I think the Lakers are going to drop a little bit with AD being out.
Yeah.
Clippers, the Clippers are going to be there. two or three regardless.
For sure.
Give me the Utah Jazz to be number one in the West right now.
Wow. Home court advantage.
I believe in the team. I've been watching a lot of Utah.
I know you're big on Mitchell.
That is a solid team. The addition of Bogey Bogdanovich is a huge pickup. Jordan Clarkson playing like a sixth man. Rudy Gobert being a monster. And then the game of Donovan Mitchell. Game's on the line. I mean, this guy's starting to become one of the best closers in the league. If you haven't been paying attention, you need to tune in, man. This guy is amazing. I'm buying. I'm in. I'm in on the Utah Jazz.
I don't know, man. You've been hyping him up, and I know Mitchell's been crushing it this year. But I got to say, I'm out on the Jazz. And I think they remind me a lot of, you know, that post-Melo Nuggets with George Karl as their coach. Bunch of, you know, role players and a couple of stars and studs. Here you got Mitchell and Gobert being better than, you know, the rest of the role players, obviously. But a lot of people can get you 12, 15 a game. You got a lot of shooters that Bogey helps. Joe Ingles helps. I think in the NBA more than any other sport, stars win games because there's only five people on the field, five people on the court, and they play both sides of the ball, unlike most sports. So, yeah, maybe they're the number one seed, but are they really gonna beat a LeBron James, Anthony Davis team in the playoffs?
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. I think that's the only team, the Lakers. Maybe the Clippers.
Yeah.
That in a seven-game series. You got to throw in the Nuggets in there because what happened last year. But I think the team is overall – they're 15-2 at home.
Yeah.
Now, imagine – that's hard to play. That's there. One of the best home court advantages in the league.
Yeah.
You know, granted, probably not going to be no fans this year, but that's going to hurt them. If they had that home court, it's a different ball game. But I don't know, man. I don't – like, Jazz, Suns, give me the Jazz. Blazers, Jazz, give me the Jazz.
Sure.
Warriors, Jazz, give me the Jazz. Dallas, Jazz, give me the Jazz. I mean, I might be sort of buying in too much, but I think they're legit, man.
So you think they're a lock for Western Conference Finals, it sounds like. They're only losing to a couple teams.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think they'll meet up with the Lake Show, and from there anything could happen. But, you know me, nothing's getting in the way of LeBron James.
That's true. I think the Jazz can win a round. I would love to see them play the Nuggets again.
Oh my God!
They just match
just
up.
Just not
so
in
well.
The first round. That was I mean, that was something to watch.
That was
dude.
Awesome. I mean, they're almost similar. Like Murray and Mitchell, two young guards going at each other.
Two bigs.
Joker and Gobert going at each other. They're both deep. You talk about Bogey and Joe Ingles and Mike Conley on the Jazz, but then you got Porter Jr. And you got a squad on Denver, too. I mean, both teams are deep, and they're fun to watch. And it would be a good series, but either of them are interchangeable. I think we're going to see what we didn't see last year, and that's Clippers-Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I think
these Western Conference standings, though, man, there's a lot of weird shit going on.
Weird. You've been talking about my Spurs being up there.
They're 16-12. Yes, who the hell does the Spurs even have right now?
They're riding Keldon Johnson.
I don't even know who that is.
He was like a D2 player. He was in the G League for a minute.
16-12. Do the Spurs just keep it up?
Yes,
or
sir.
Are they going to jump out of the? You know, they're going to jump out of the playoff run.
Listen, man, Greg Popovich is the best coach in the league still, and if this year doesn't prove it, he's years away removed from the Spurs dynasty era, if you will. DeRozan hasn't been as big of a pickup as we would have liked, but just making players that aren't as good believe in themselves and playing up to and better than their own expectations. I think there may not be the sixth seed when all said and done. They may drop down to the eighth. They may steal a game or two though in the first round. I don't think they're gonna make out of the first round.
You know
they're
what's gonna get swept. You know what's gonna happen? Pop is gonna get thrown out first game. That's you could bet that.
You know, not taking a win. Hey man, that lights a fire up on his team.
You know what else looks crazy on this?
Hit me.
I would have thought Dallas would have been. They're 15-15. What the hell is going on? How about the Pelicans? The Pellies, 14-17. What is going on over there?
I don't know. I thought the Mavericks would have taken the next step and be where the Suns are at. They're on the outside looking in. I think they make it. I think they kick out maybe the Warriors. I don't think the Pelicans are there just yet. I don't know about their coaching style. they need to be running and gunning, man. They got young kids who love to run and dunk and move. They got to get there. I don't know. You think either of them crack the playoffs?
I think so. I mean, I believe in the Pelicans. I think that's a good team. I mean, they have too much depth. They have too much talent on that roster to be mediocre like this. So you know, maybe it's just a transition with Stan Van Gundy, but they gotta make it, man. I mean, I'm looking at some of these teams that are ahead of them. Grizzlies, pass. You know, do the Warriors make it? They're 18-15. That's okay, but I think the Pellies catch them. I think Dallas and the Pelicans get in.
Really?
Somehow, some way. So that means you got to take two out.
So you're taking the Warriors out, I'm assuming?
I'm going to have to go Warriors and Spurs out.
Man, come on.
I just don't see it. You know, Steph Curry is an ankle roll away.
That's true.
And the Spurs, I mean, who gives a damn about the Spurs? The Nuggets right now is kind of a head scratcher, 17-14 at 7. You know, they might go up to the fourth or the fifth spot, but I just don't see Spurs-Warriors lasting that long.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Suns can drop, but I don't think they drop out of the playoffs. They've started really good, and I think they'll maintain that. I do think the Mavs will overtake the Warriors, but I think the Spurs will probably drop to the eighth seed, and the Mavs might make it at 7 again.
So no Pelicans for you?
No.
I'm not buying into the Pelicans.
I'm out of the Pelicans until they either get used to what Stan's preaching in terms of their offense, or Stan moves up to the times of the run and gun that we have today in the NBA. I just don't think they're running the right offense.
I think New Orleans just needs to say, fuck it. Go Brandon Ingram, go give me 30. Zion, go give me 30 a night. And this is the formula to win. They played big the other night. They both had, I think, close to 30 each. And they pulled out a crazy comeback win. I think they were down 23 or 28, something ridiculous. Yeah. But I think that's their – they just got to let them loose, man.
Yeah, you got to just – you know, play hard defense, get in transition, let him loose, let him go in transition, let Lonzo run it, don't minute cap him, and like just run and gun. You got a young team, and you got Steven Adams as a brick wall over there in the back. Just use that. Use what you have, and don't try to develop an 0-9 Magic strategy.
If the playoffs started today, you'd have Phoenix versus Portland. Oof. Who's winning that series? Granted, you have CJ McCollum back. I mean, I know he's been hurt, but let's say rosters are back, injury prone, no injuries, 7-game series.
I gotta go with the Suns.
Really?
Yeah, I think they have the talent on paper. They've had it for a couple years now, but Chris Paul, he knows how to win. He's gonna get these dudes in come playoff time to do it. And I'm not a huge fan of Chris Paul. But I do think that it's a good pairing for that transitionary period until they're ready. And this will be a good taste. I think the Blazers are just – they're so loaded on offense that they just – their default is to outscore the team. And they don't – I've seen them lose too many games 125-130 to believe in them. I feel like I'm out on the Blazers. They're going to be a perennial mid-playoff team, but
right.
They're not going to make any noise. Yeah.
Until Dame Dollar hits another game winner. Step back three.
Or
they fuck around and upset the Clippers.
Nah.
You know?
Nah. We're getting the Clippers-Lakers this year.
That's what you call it. Okay.
I'm calling Clippers going to beat the Lakers, too.
Really?
And my boy Kawhi.
So what makes the Clippers different from you than last year? I felt like their team last year was better.
Well, the team last year was good. I mean, losing Harrell was tough. But they got Batum. They got Serge. Also think they're hungry. I mean, if Paul George doesn't, if he just plays average,
that's the key,
they would have been better.
That's the key.
He just can't be buns. Like
that's the key.
If he gets you 15 a game, you're good. Just if dude's getting like 5.
So you got Clippers. I'm bye on the Jazz right now.
Man, the Jazz can't hang with Kawhi. Who's gonna guard Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, we got a lot of people that we could throw at Kawhi Leonard.
Who?
We got Ingles. You got Bogey.
You got Ingles. You got two white people, man.
Come on, dude. They got, I mean, they got a system. Great coach.
I agree. And that
tune
that system of the Nuggets with George Karl back in the day had a great system.
True.
They were a 50-plus win team, and they ran into this guy named Kobe Bean Bryant, and he dropped 40 on him every game.
I was watching that the other night, man.
He just
straight assassin.
That dude is – I mean, stars win playoff games, man. That's just how it is.
All right, we're going to transition to the East.
All right. Wait. Before we do that, are you saying Lakers, Jazz in the Western Conference and LeBron and the Lakers taking it, or the Jazz, you going them to make a finals appearance?
Jazz, Lakers, LeBron over Jazz.
LeBron no himself, answer. Okay.
Yeah, LeBron back. Yeah. Lakers, right. Lake Show's back.
All right. And this is obviously assumes Anthony Davis makes a full recovery.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, knock on wood, of course, we'd love to see that. But
do you think they slide even more? They've lost.
I think
a lot.
So,
they've
man.
Lost four
LeBron's
in
been playing a lot of minutes. A lot of minutes. They might drop a little bit, but I don't think they're gonna no lower than four.
So
I don't
they have
think so.
Home court at least first round.
And no lower than four. No way.
Man, they're close. It's I think they make it to the fourth seed. They'll figure it out eventually without AD. But yeah. if he's out for any longer than you know playoff series, it's a whole different.
I'm just trying to add to LeBron's legacy, man. To meet the Nets in the finals and to beat this trio, come on.
Can't wait.
All right, Bart Scott. Are you – so you're in on the Nets from the East?
I don't see nobody stopping these dudes.
What about the number one seed 76ers?
Number one seed.
Can't even get to that with a straight face.
Half a game right now.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
I mean, don't get
that.
Me wrong. The 76ers looking great. 21-11. 13-2 at home. What is it about Philly being in Philly?
It's them fans,
and
man.
Straight buns on the road. 8-9 on the road.
They're coming into the break. They're 5-5 in these last 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, look at them Nets,
that's
too. They've
slowing down
seven.
A bit.
That's slowing down. And the Nets are hot.
Yeah.
But do the Sixers remain that number one seed? You got the addition of Doc Rivers this year.
You think that moves the needle? Are you a big Doc Rivers guy? Are you in
I
on
am.
Doc Rivers?
I am. Doc Rivers is that guy.
Uh-huh.
But I think what Philly is doing right now is if Doc Rivers can't figure out Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, then nobody will.
And I think after this year, if they get like bounced in the first round, oh my God, somebody's being traded.
I mean, honestly, I think the Nets overtake him as the number one seed. I'm not positive on the Bucks, so I'll put them at 2 or 3, the Sixers, right? And if the Heat get their shit together, they're finally Jimmy Butler's back.
Oh, my God.
They're rising.
15-17.
The yeah,
Celtics.
They won their last four for the Heat.
Celtics are ninth right now.
Yeah, Celtics.
What is going on in Beantown?
I don't know, man. They got some good studs. But think of either of them get their shit together and make it to the 7th or 8th seed or 6th maybe.
That's scary.
And they play the Sixers.
Bye-bye.
That's upset alert,
it's
man.
It's done.
That's no. An upset.
You tell me if it's
Sixers and the 2.
And Miami.
7. Everybody is going to be betting on Miami. By 76ers.
Exactly. What do you do? Do you blow up that team after? I mean, we'll get into the Sixers
right.
later. But
you got to.
I'm out. I think we're both out on the Sixers.
So I think top three, you know, whoever, whatever that order is, you got Sixers, Nets, Bucks. I think those three positions are pretty, you know, pretty locked in. 4 through 8 is a bunch of mediocre.
Run that list down for us.
500. You got Pacers at 15-15. Raptors 16-17. Bulls at 15-16. Hornets 15-16. Heat 15-17. Celtics 15-17. The Knicks are 15-17. Even the sorry ass Hawks 14-18. Everybody of these, how many teams? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 8 teams. You know, fighting for 4 spots.
Come on. Give me the Knickerbockers to make it.
Are you serious,
give
bro?
Give me the Knickerbockers.
Oh, my
they will, they
God.
They will find a way to overtake the Hornets and make that.
I don't know, bro. Hornets, I feel like they got a better team than the Knicks.
They got no
I mean, don't get me wrong. Julius. First time, Julius Randle. Congratulations. We'll see what you do in the playoffs, you bum. But I think the Hornets have a better team than the Knicks. I don't see the Knicks making it. I really don't.
Yeah, they got a bunch of young, hungry guys.
I think the Bulls play themselves out of this crap, too.
Really?
You got to think. Miami and Boston, they're too good not to get in. So that's 2 spots right there.
Well, Miami's in right now if it ended today.
Right. But so they're just going to keep crawling up.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't think the top 5 are leaving. I think Sixers, Nets, Bucks, Pacers, and Raptors are going to make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And so it's Heat. If you're saying Heat Celtics, that's seven. You got one spot left.
It's going to be between Chicago, Bulls,
Hornets, Knicks. I mean, do the Hawks, are they even out? Cause I don't think so. The Hawks make it.
They're not consistent enough, man.
So if you're giving me, if you're going Bulls, Hornets, Knicks for that eighth spot,
I'm going.
Who are
Hornets.
You going?
Going Hornets.
You're in on the Hornets.
Going Hornets. Gordon Hayward having a great year. You got this young stud, Melo.
What about that Airbnb?
Scary song? Terry. They got some great young players, man. They do. They really do. And I don't see the Knicks. I just see Knicks self imploding, and I don't see the Hawks going anywhere.
Come on, man. Stephen A. needs some hair, man. You've been losing too much on these Knicks. This is the year they're going to go.
We'll see. I mean, they have some great guards. I mean, they got some really good guards, up-and-coming guards. Yeah. The addition of Derrick Rose seemed to really light a fire under these guys. You got Tom Thibodeau.
I'm telling you, man.
You know, that's the man right there. So it's going to be very interesting, man. There's going to be a lot of, you know, next couple weeks or so after, you know, first week after All-Star, these 15, 16, these are all 500 teams.
Right.
All it takes is one winning streak.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially in a shortened season.
But damn, Boston needs to turn it on.
Yeah.
Boston should be in the fourth seed right now, at least minimum.
They should. There's no reason the Raptors should be in it. I mean, that's we talk about a system that drives. I mean, on paper, they are not, they shouldn't be on there.
So, these two teams, I'm going to ask you this, since we locked them in the third, Philly and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Of those two, who is more on upset alert?
Oh, the Philly. I'm extremely out on Philly. I think because
check this out. Let's say 7 and 8 is Miami and Boston. I mean, I'm sorry. You're going to have Sixers, a combination of this. Sixers, Bucks versus Heat and Celtics, whatever, whichever way you go. I think both of those teams are getting upset. I really do.
It depends, honestly, man. The Celtics, for whatever reason, like, they just can't get it together. They have a great team on paper. I thought Kemba Walker would be awesome for them. Hasn't really turned out that way. But I do think the way they're playing now, if they don't figure out shit quick, the Bucks can beat them. I don't think the Sixers. I think the Sixers would lose to either the Heat or the Celtics.
Really?
I agree. Would lose to all of them.
I agree. Damn. So we are just out on the Sixers. Business.
They got to maintain that number one spot and play the Knicks and eight in order for them to beat a playoff series.
I'm a wanted man in Philly.
Just keep flip flopping on them.
I can't go back to Philly, man.
Let's talk about some disappointments, man. The Pistons, the Timberwolves. Jeez. These dudes can't get double-digit wins yet, man.
How about the Wizards?
Oof, I forgot about those
guys. What's going on about Russell Westbrook, man? Is he? I mean, we are huge fans of Westbrook. I'd say a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Now we're just like, I don't know about you, but he just seems like a cancer almost at this point.
He shouldn't have left OKC. There's something he about that have left city, OKC. His connection. You're as soon absolutely as he left. Right.
It's just not the same. It just don't feel right.
He doesn't get appreciated, and then he gets upset. He's starting to go push more.
Since we're on the Wizards, does Bradley Beal get dealt? If so, where?
Man, selfishly, I'd love him on the Spurs, I'll tell you that much.
It will change the standings, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards aren't going anywhere.
Hell no.
I think he's said he doesn't want to get traded, but the rumors have been there for years that him and Wall don't like each other. Him and Westbrook don't like each other. He hates Wizards. I mean, he's dropping 50 and losing. I would get out. And I'd go to the Spurs. I mean, you get to be coached under Greg Popovich for a year or two. You get a couple of picks or maybe an aging DeRozan and an Aldridge, and that way the Wizards get
spot.
To, you know, clean up.
You know, now that you present it, it's a good spot.
And they got a bunch of young, hungry guys.
I'd love to see him on the Pelicans.
Would you
that's
give up
a lot
to get
of firepower. Him? Not Zion or B.I., that's for damn sure.
You'd
everybody
give up Lonzo?
Else. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, so I'll throw away Lonzo so quick.
Who's going to be your point?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Drew
Holiday's gone. I think they got the young cat,
he's
Alexander.
He's on the Bucks now.
I don't know. They'll figure it out.
I mean, Ingram could develop into a point forward.
Yeah.
But.
Or we could just have Zion bring the ball up, point forward.
This dude needs to be 5 feet from the basket, getting posts, post entry, two dribbles, spin the bow, dunk on people. That's what he needs to be. and he'd just run in transition and dunk in like Orlando Magic Shaq.
You know, if Bill gets dealt though, I feel like it really changes the dynamics of the playoff race. That is for damn
sure.
Do you think
he stays in the East or West? Does he have a preference? Do you even think? Would he want to stick it to the Wizards? I think
he just wants to get the hell out. That's for damn sure. If he goes to the West, I'd want to see him in Dallas, maybe Portland.
I'd like him in Dallas. That'd be nice.
Dallas would be dope because they need. I feel like they need some of that. They need
a guy who can get a bucket besides Luka. If he doesn't initiate every single point on offense, it feels like they're not going to score. Porzingis has been not as big of a thought that I thought he would be when he got traded there. Talk about another trade that could alter. He's a little bit older now, but Blake Griffin on the Pistons.
That's another one. I think Bradley Beal and Blake Griffin, it could be some moves that could really change the dynamics of the NBA. Blake Griffin, Portland comes to mind. Dallas comes to mind again. East Coast, I don't know where he really fits in for the East.
I'm going to throw this at you. I like the Bucks, and here's why. I mean, he doesn't clog the paint as much as he used to. He's now a very good shooter, which 5 years ago you'd have been like Blake Griffin shooting threes. Doesn't make any sense. But he can get you a bucket still. He's a good passer, so Giannis doesn't have to do all the work. And when they start to collapse, him and Brook Lopez can stretch the floor.
I just feel like it's just going to clog up too much. And what are you going to put Blake Griffin in the corner?
Put him in the corner. Put him as pick and rolls with Jrue Holiday. Instead of Giannis being the pick and roll and the post and the offensive rebounder, because Brook Lopez is a spot up.
That's a great point. Yeah, Brook Lopez is definitely spot up shooter, fam.
But I mean, Jrue Holiday, Blake Griffin pick and rolls, they could do some work.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. I know he's going to want to probably go to a contender.
Right.
You know, he's not going to go to no bum-ass team. It'd be nice to have him in Atlanta. I think that's a great fit for him.
It's a bum-ass team, though.
That is a bum-ass team, but it'll be a great fit. Might make the playoffs.
Who are you taking out? Man, like the East is so top-heavy, but they've got a bunch of mediocres that there's just not enough playoff spots.
It's open. But what the hell's happening in Minnesota? 7-26.
I was actually excited about that team.
I mean, that's a nice – I mean, you got D'Angelo Russell, Carl Anthony Towns.
That rookie,
though. Young stud.
Anthony Edwards, man.
So they just got rid of their coach, so maybe we'll see something. But 7-26 – that's the worst in the league.
Yeah,
forget about the West.
They got too much. They got too much talent to do that bad. I mean, they just. I don't know. I mean, yeah, Towns was out a couple games. He's had a rough year, personally and injury wise.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are 12-21. They're better than the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I couldn't name you two.
That
people.
Ain't some shit. I don't know what is.
They're rolling out with a lineup of JaVale McGee and Drummond, and they got a better record. It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, they might be dealing Drummond, too. You know, that's in talks as well. So
I don't think he sways the needle.
I'm not a
big
fan. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Maybe 10 years ago when that type of style was being played.
I'm not a fan. So are we just booking the new Brooklyn Nets to come out of the East?
I think so. I mean,
I see nobody stopping these guys.
I think a Western team will win the chip. Whether it be the Clippers, like I think, whether it be the Lakers if they make it. Honestly, if the Jazz somehow make it, I think all three of those teams can beat the Nets.
But really think about it, man. 7-game series versus any of those Western Conference teams. You have Kyrie, James Harden, and KD in a 7-game series.
It's just, I don't know how they'll gel. They still haven't really played all three on the same for an extended period of time.
That's the key, though. Yeah, you're right. KD's been out with an injury.
Yeah, KD
seems
was
like
out.
They're gelling. Seems like team chemistry's on fire right now.
When there's two of them, yeah.
What happens when KD's back?
Yeah, because before that, it was it was KD and Harden, and Kyrie was out with his personal issues for on sabbatical. And then before that, in the beginning of the year before Harden got there, it was Kyrie, KD. And I think any two of them is good. You can go any of the two. But all three, it just there's not enough to go around. And Harden, we've talked about already, has some playoff choking past. So Kyrie maybe takes the ball more. And then him and – what are you going to just put Harden in the corner? He needs the ball to be active. He doesn't play off ball. Kyrie doesn't do that exceptionally well either. KD can do that, but – he's the guy you want the ball in his hands the most because he's the best out of the three. So it's like I don't have confidence they will be able to gel, but I don't think it will be tested in the East because the East only have one real superstar in Giannis. I mean, yes, I guess Joel Embiid.
Right.
But I think, I mean, again, they're upset alert anyway. They're not going to make it to the East.
Embiid has to go straight Shaq mode.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who does the Nets have to guard him if you really think about it? They don't have a big DeAndre Jordan. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, the only reason why you're on a team is because of KD. I mean, yeah, just...
they should have never gotten him. They should have kept Jared Allen.
Apparently, he's been doing pretty well, so we'll see.
But Jared Allen's younger and cheaper and the same player, literally.
True.
And he's got a nice fro, but that's besides the point. But I don't see the East any East team testing him. What about you?
I mean, with the exception of, you know, maybe some proven playoff experience from the Raptors, giving him a hard time. Oh, man. You know? That sort of kind of comes to mind. Maybe the Bucks, but nobody has the firepower that these guys do.
It would be a nice matchup, though, for the Heat. Jimmy Butler and Harden.
I was just about to say.
You know, if there's anybody that can hang with these guys, it will be Heat with Jimmy Buckets and Spoelstra and the
Bam
defensive mindset. Mm-hmm. Or it's the young guns in Boston. And it's just, all right, your firepower versus our firepower. Let's duel.
No. I think the Heat would be a better matchup just because of their defensive mindset. I think Butler can match up with Harden or KD, really. But then you got Bam, who can also probably do as good as anybody else can do against KD. Maybe get him to 22 a game, which would be a win, really.
Blake Griffin should go to Miami.
That would make it even more interesting.
That really would.
But I think it's going to be tough for any East team to kind of match up with those Nets.
It's going to be very interesting, man. I can't wait. You know, if I had it my way, Nets Lakers finals.
What's the outcome there?
It's so hard not to pick the Nets, man. This team is so ridiculous. But give me LeBron James.
Oh my God! This is, if LeBron and the Lakers win, I'm never gonna hear the end of it, guys. So please,
dude, I don't know what else he has to do. I really don't know what else he has to do.
Listen, man, I just don't think the Nets on paper they have too much. I don't think they're gonna be able to do well. I think whatever West team makes it,
it'll be the first time Steve Nash is in the playoffs. I feel like comes. No, I'm just saying the playoffs as a coach in general.
As a coach. Yeah.
Dude, when it comes to playoffs, coaching I feel like is very important.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Steve Nash can do.
What's his coaching plan? Give the ball to KD. if he gets a few turnovers, give it to Harden. If that doesn't work, Kyrie, you bring the ball.
Give it to Cleveland, Kyrie.
Like, I mean, to me, coaching does matter, and that's why I think Miami does. I mean, Brad Stevens is a good coach too. I think Spoelstra's a proven winner in the playoffs more so. But I mean, Steve Nash doesn't really have to do much with the talent.
I think the Lakers are right now looking at the Nets and saying, can we beat them? Or do we need to add something else? I feel like the Lakers are missing something.
I mean,
like a Bradley Beal.
Oh, my God. There's no way they can afford that. Who would they give up?
They'd figure it out. It's La La Land, man.
Yeah. I mean, they'd throw all the picks
if you
in
tell
the
me we have Bradley Beal against
we
those
now.
Nets. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a we, it's a commitment. We have commitment issues here, but that's a commitment.
If you guys remember the first 20 minutes, he was super in on the Jazz. As soon as you hear LeBron, it's like, oh, shit, I forgot about LeBron. I mean, listen, they get Bradley Beal. Yeah, the Lakers are going to win, but who are they going to give up to get him? I feel like that's too much. I mean, they get a Blake Griffin, but they don't really need more size. There's not really other big names on the market.
I mean, I guess defensively, if there was any team that will defensively match up with the Nets and somewhat slow them down, it would be either the Miami Heat or the Lakers.
Clippers are a good defense.
Clippers are okay defense. I feel like
Lakers are better.
My opinion.
I mean, I feel like the rim protection is going to be big, and AD is good at that. Assuming obviously health, and he's back and healthy. We don't want any injuries for any of these players. But so you're saying Lakers Nets Lakers win in. How many games? You think it goes to seven? You think
It's got to go seven.
We haven't had a seven-game series in a while.
It's been a minute. But I think Lakers will pull it out still. The dominance of LeBron, he'll just still make it happen. When AD, hopefully AD comes back and AD's just a complete monster. We need AD to be like 35 and 15.
Yeah, you need LeBron.
40 and 20 type shit.
Relax. I don't think he's ever done a 40-20 game, but I could be wrong.
We need it!
I'm going to go Clippers-Nets. And I think Clippers in six.
Clippers.
Yeah. I feel like Kawhi can guard KD better than any other person in the league. And I'm going to assume James Harden chokes, just like Paul George. They'll cancel each other out. And then it's the depth of the Clippers versus Kyrie Irving. And, you know, the rest of the Nets. It's and I feel like the Clippers can do it. Again, coaching is going to be big, though. You got what, Ty Lue and Steve Nash.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, Ty Lue has been there before.
Should be a mismatch, right?
It'll be a good series.
Should be. All right, man. I think this is looking into All-Star Weekend. It's going to be very interesting to see how the players react. A lot of them don't seem like they're very happy about this. I think, you know, beginning of the year, they were expected not to have one. So,
yeah.
LeBron came out, said the things he had to say. So, you know, we'll see what the energy will be like. We'll see how the players show up, and we'll see how all the dunk contests and whatever they do. But I don't even know who the hell is in the dunk contest.
Yeah, I don't even.
They haven't even came out with
that. Being in at halftime, you know it's not going to be any of the players actually playing, which means no LaVine, none of my dream of LeBron, Zion, yeah. Westbrook doing a rim tearing contest.
Yeah, but I can't wait for the second half of the season
for sure.
You know, we'll check back in maybe getting playoff time and just kind of see how that all plays out. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. And we find this at any of the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, etc.
Look me up.
Man. Let us know if you have any comments, anything you want us to talk about, anything to go into, and we'll see you guys next week.
Watch some jazz, man.
Peace.
Give me a hell yeah. What?